The Gemara says on the bottom of the Aftas Abavim Beis that if a person says Hanas Teshmishach Alai to his wife, Aser, it's Aser, Shein Machin Loi Lanam Davar Aser Loi, so he has the right to Aser the Hana of, from, he can't be from the Tashmish of his wife, that would be a Neder and it would be Chal, because Ein Machin Loi Lanam Davar Aser Loi. So the Ran asks the Kash over here, says, Vin Taimar, Vichyomar, Nasa Shemichamai Metzah, why is it Aser Dova, Mitzvah Mahenes Nitnu, L'charish Mi Mutter, because Mitzvah Mahenes Nitnu, we have a cloud of Mitzvah Mahenes Nitnu, the Hana you get from a Mitzvah is not considered a Hana. So being that there's a mitzvah sa'ina over here, so l'chay, that shouldn't be considered a hana v'chlal, it should be 100% mutter. Why is it asur for him to be nana from his wife in such a case? And the answer is, Gvaldiki aside, that the din of mitzvah ha'henesen is only a hana, the hana of kiyum ha'mitzvah. Hana that you get from the fact that you make the mitzvah, that's not considered a hana. But if you get a hana, it's a guf, together with doing the mitzvah, if there's a physical hana, a physical pleasure that you're getting, so no one ever said on that in the mitzvah ha'henesen, that avada is considered a hana, and that hana you're going to be chayv on. And therefore over here, where there's a hana, it's a guf, I mean, that from the tashish, besides for the hana, it's a mitzvah, avada, you don't say mitzvah ha'henesen, when he brings the raya from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, daf chav ches, when the Gemara says that hana, hana min amayin, if a person is neither hana from a mayan, he could be tevil in the mayan, be meisak shaman, but not be meisak hama. So why not? So be meisak shaman, he could do it because mitzvah b'henesin. The hana he's getting from the mayan is not a hana. But be meisak hama, where when it's hot outside, besides the hana of the mitzvah, you get a hana saguf that you cool down, that would be a problem. And the hana saguf, you don't see mitzvah b'henesin, and therefore it would be usher to be tevil in the mayan, be meisak hama. Now, if you look in the Rashba over here, the Rashba asks the same kasha as the Ran, other kashas as well, and he doesn't give the teretz of the Ran. He gives a different teretz, he says it over here. It's not just the mitzvah, it's also a shibud. And then he says certain cases you want to have the mitzvah of pruvu and the mitzvah of aina. And he says different terutzim, so tzarichin, what exactly he means, but al kopanim, he does not give the teretz of the Ran, that since it's hanas or guf, therefore we don't say lab mitzvah of henesan nu, and for that reason, the avnimiluim and simchav ches is medayik from the Rashba, that he must hold that even if there is hanas or guf, we do say mitzvah of henesan nu, he's chalik on the Ran. He holds that one to be a teretz, but you say mitzvah henesin, or even on the nasa guf, and therefore he has to say other terutzim, and comes out a very sadistic machlekes between the Rashba and the Ran. Do you say mitzvah henesin, or even on a hanasa guf? So the first problem you have to deal with lefi the Rashba is what does he do with the Raya of the Ran from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Neidim and Amayin? Why be mesacham is it also? If you tell me that even hanasa guf is mutter, then lechay should be mutter to be tevil, even in yemais hacham. So on that, Amnu Lulim brings down from the Meiri over there in Rosh Hashanah learns that why is it usher to be tevil in the mind with Maisa Chama? It's like the Meiri, because when you come out of the water and it's hot outside, you still get Hana from being cooled down from being in the water. So the Meiri goes out of his way to say that the Hana is not being in the water. When you're in the water, it's Takim Mutim, Mitzvah Henesin, even though the Hana is a Hana Saguf. But once you come out of the water, at that point the Mitzvah is over. There's no Mitzvah anymore, but you're still getting Hana from the water because you're cooled down from the being in the water. At that point, you're being Nana, Shlom Bezman HaMitzvah. And that's why it's usser, even lefi the Rashba. So that would answer that kasha on the Rashba. But then Amnuim asks another kasha. There's a steer in the Rashba. If you look in the Rashba in Sukkah, and Daflam Adal from Adal, the Rashba says like this. On the Gemara over there, Mitzvah Henderson, who is like the Rashba, he says, V'afal gav, the mitzhani v'siyas and mitzvah, even though you're getting hana by doing the mitzvah, shemekabal schar ba'ilam azar ba'ilam haba, l'chashav iser b'yisuri hana, ela kishanena begufa shal iser. Zok the Rashba, the hana of the schar be mekayim the mitzvah, that's not considered hana. The only hana that's considered hana is the hana from gufa shel iser, from the gufa of kosher, and enemy gufa shel germ lehana v'ravim lakam acher, ein hana min iser. So basically, the Rashba says that the mitzvah of henesin, who says that the hana of doing the mitzvah is not a problem, that's fine. It's only the hana that you're getting migufa iser. If it's a physical hana, then it would be a problem. And Imamish brings the raya from neida hana min amayin, they could be taiva b'maisa shaman, but not b'maisa chama. And so the Rashba himself is clearly being mechalik over there that mitzvah henesin only helps on the hana of kiyum mitzvah, not on the hana saguf. It's mamash a steer to the Rashba over here that seems to hold that even by hana saguf you do say mitzvah henesin. So that's a starker steer in the Rashba that I'm willing to shver. It's yadua that the tenets of this kasha is very simple, as Vachanan points out in the beginning of Kavitz Aris on Yavamis. Vachanan over there has a page called Yedias Nechbadis. He has a page where before he starts the Kavitz Aris, he has a bunch of different yedias, which he refers to as yedias nechbadas, and basically he goes to the different rishonim, ala shas, in the shas that are miyuchas to certain rishonim, but really it's a mistake. It's really not who wrote them. They've been mistakes from the printers and others. That's not really the mechaber of these rishonim. And one of the rishonim that he points out is the chidush harashba and sukkah. He says it's yedua that the chidush harashba and sukkah that are miyuchas to the Rashba are not really from the Rashba, but they're really from the Ritva. And if it's on the Ritva, then I've added this whole kasha, the Mluim is not a kasha. It's not a steer in the Rashba, the Chedushim and Sukkah is a Ritva, not a Rashba, so it's Lachar not shver at all. And he talking brings this kash. He says, "I'm new. I'm hichshas serious to be a rash, but I thought he'd been in mitzvah of henness. I knew. Midvar bechidusha sukkah, midvar bechidusha nedarim. The emes chidusha sukkah hanitvasim sukkah. Rash by inim la rash, but kim la redva. Kayado bechidush gadol lagayin balam nimluim shenam lina yediyah pshuta kozayis." He talking says it shver that I'm nimluim didn't know this. That this is not the chidusha harash, but it's the redva. Could be it wasn't yedu in those days, but I'll kopal him lefi that. About it's not a kasha. I'm just going to end off with one last kasha to ask on the Rashba. If it's true that by Hanas Aguf, you do say Mitzvah of Hanasa Nu, so the kasha is, in Cain, when the Gemara learns out that Asay is the Chalosay from Kilayim Betzitzis, from the fact that the Torah is matter to wear Kilayim Betzitzis, so you see that the Asay of Tzitzis is the Lav of Kilayim, so in fact, Acharim, Lefi the Rashba, there's no Raya. Lailam, maybe not say it's not the chalos to say, but there's no lois to say here at all. If you're doing a mitzvah by wearing the tzitzis, the hanah getting from the kelaim is not considered hanah, and therefore it should be 100% mutter because the hanah that you get from a mitzvah is not hanah, even though it's hanah seguf. But the Rashba holds even by hanah seguf, you say mitzvah v'henes anu. So if you learn like the Ran, the by hanah seguf, you don't say mitzvah v'henes anu. So it's not a kasha because that hanah that you're getting from the kelaim is hanah seguf, not hanah mitzvah. But lefi the Rashba, that even by Hanasa Gufi say mitzvah v'henes anu, and then lechad there's no iser kilaim there at all. It's not the pshat that it says the chalos to say there's no lav there at all. So how do you learn from there that an asay is the chalos to say? And the Beis Levi says a very nice test of this kasha. He says basically that the Rashba understands that iser hanah by kilaim is not the gufa iser, and iser is not to be netted from kilaim. The iser is not to do a ma'ase levisha. Don't wear kilaim. Don't do a ma'ase levisha. It's just that how do we know what is a ma'ase levisha? What constitutes a ma'ase levisha? That's a levisha dis be hanah. If you're getting hana, that's called a levisha. If not, not. So Mimele, he says, even though we say mitzvah v'henes anu and you're not chayu for the hana, that doesn't make a difference. We're not being chayu for the hana. The hana is just a similar davar to the ma'ase levisha. Then there's a proper ma'ase levisha. Once it's a ma'ase levisha, ma'ase chayu mishum kelayim, and therefore even lefi the Rashba, you would need to come out to say the chalos to say, and the din mitzvah v'henes anu wouldn't work out over there because the hana is not the guf iser. It's just a simon that the levisha is a levisha. So that's a couple aris and terutzim in the shitas harashba mechudashes, and even by hanas aguf, you do say mitzvah hanasin.